In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. The man in the gospel who said those words had seen his son tortured by a demon for years. This demon had thrown his boy into the fire and into the water and into fits and foaming at the mouth. He asked the disciples to drive the demon out, but they could not do it. So now he's come to Jesus. And if Jesus can't help, there are no other options. If Jesus can't help, nothing can be done. If Jesus can't help this boy, the demon will kill him. So the boy's father pleads with Jesus, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus responds by calling the man to faith, by calling him to believe in the limitless power of Almighty God. If you can believe, he says, all things are possible to him who believes. That's when the man says, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Then Jesus drives the evil spirit out of the man's son, and Jesus raises him up as if from the dead. Here's the thing. The most amazing thing about this entire event is not that Jesus drove a demon out of a young man. At this point in St. Mark's Gospel, Jesus has been transfigured on the mountaintop while he talked to Moses and Elijah. He's healed a blind man and fed 4,000 people with 7 loaves of bread. He's healed a man who was deaf and mute, and he healed the Syrophoenician woman's daughter without ever getting up from the table or laying a hand on the girl. And before all that, Jesus walked on water and fed the 5,000. So it's no great surprise that Jesus can drive a demon out of a possessed young man. What is amazing about all this is what Jesus does for that boy's father. The father comes to Jesus with no faith at all. He doesn't come with a little faith. He doesn't come with a weak faith. He doesn't come with a questioning faith. He comes to Jesus with no faith. If you can do something, he says to Jesus. If. There's no, I know you can do this, Jesus. There's no, I believe you can help us. There's no, I'm trusting you are going to help me, Lord. There's none of that. Only if, only doubt, only pleading, begging, desperation. So before he works a miracle on the son and drives his demon out, first Jesus works a miracle on the father. He works a miracle on his heart and brings faith in. That's the amazing thing in the gospel today. If you can believe, he says, all things are possible to him who believes. If you can have faith, There's no limit to the blessings you can receive. If you can have faith, there's no stopping the mighty power of the hand of God. If you can believe, demons will flee and bodies will mend, minds will heal and hearts will rejoice, angels will sing and your affliction will be no more if you can believe. But the man can't believe. Not on his own anyway. In 1 Corinthians, St. Paul says, no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Jesus himself says, no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father. So the greater miracle in the gospel today is not Jesus driving a demon out of a possessed young man. No, the greater miracle today is a miracle of the Holy Spirit calling a man to faith in Jesus Christ. It's a miracle of God the Father leading this man to Jesus and to belief in Jesus. The greater miracle today is Jesus himself putting faith down in a man's heart by the working of his word. If you can believe, all things are possible. That is the most amazing thing in the gospel today. And it's amazing, truly, really amazing, because it doesn't only happen in the gospel. This miracle, this granting of faith, this being given belief in Jesus, is not a miracle that's confined to the pages of Scripture and ages long since gone. No, this miracle, the miracle of belief, is a miracle God does for every one of us. Every one of us. Every single one of us sitting here in this room today could pray with absolute honesty in our hearts, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Because just like that man in the gospel, by ourselves we cannot believe. But by a true miracle of God, Christ has put faith in our hearts. By the miraculous gift of God our Father, we do now believe. By the amazing work of the Holy Spirit, we, who cannot by our own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ our Lord or come to Him, have been called by the Holy Spirit with the gospel. We have been enlightened with the gifts of God. We have been made holy by God Himself. And now it is God who keeps us in this one true faith. That's the miracle of today's gospel happening to you and me. God Himself has put belief in Jesus down in your heart and in mine. Does that mean then that because God has given you your faith, you will never struggle with your faith? No, it doesn't mean that at all. You will have doubts. Your mind will entertain pointless, nagging questions, sometimes to the point of sacrilege or even worse, to the point of heresy. You will struggle with sin and guilt and sorrow and shame in your relationship with your brothers and sisters and in your relationship with God. The world will deceive you. Your own sinful flesh will lie to you. And your adversary, the devil, will continue to prowl around like a roaring lion, looking for just the right moment to devour you. You may even get to a point in your life where you are all out of options, where there's nothing you or anybody else can do to help you. You may get to that point in life where unless Jesus will help, you might not come out alive. One day, you may find yourself exactly where that desperate father was when he came to Jesus with his demon-possessed son. When any of those things happen, from the first nagging doubt to the final struggle with the deepest despair, when any of those things happen, do what the Father did in the gospel. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus with your problems. Come to Jesus with your doubts. Come to Jesus with your questions and your guilt and your sorrow and your shame. Come to Jesus when you're all out of options and you're not sure you're getting out of this thing alive. Come to Jesus and pray. Pray the prayer that desperate father prayed in the gospel today. Pray, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Jesus will answer your prayer. He will answer it just like he answered that father's prayer. He will drive away your demons and he will wipe away your doubts. Jesus will overcome all your struggles and he will cover up all your shame. Jesus will comfort you in all your sorrows and he will strengthen you in your God-given faith. And greatest of all, he will do a miracle for you. Just like he did for that desperate man, Jesus will give you faith where you had none before. He will pour out the limitless power of God on your life. He will deliver you from every evil. He will take you by the hand and raise you up from the dead. And he will give you a faith that truly believes with God all things are possible. The miracle of faith in the gospel today is Jesus' promised miracle for you. So pray, brothers and sisters. Pray today, pray tomorrow, pray every day for the rest of your lives. Pray, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.